Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Grudge Inc. Wednesdays with your host, Chris, also known as Bansy Lover, dedicated to Grudge Bikes. You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
This is Mick, and I'll be the Grudge Inc. show tonight with Chris, the Banshee Lover. It appears Chris isn't on the line with us right now. But caller 724-0499. Your mic is open. Who's there? 724-0499. Your mic is open.
Hey, what happened to Chris?
30 seconds to the show. I mean, like 10 seconds before the show started, he told me he got to go. He sent me a text message, and I just got back online with one caller, and he hung up.
All right, hold on. Let's see who this is.
This is Chris right here.
All right, Chris, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, yeah, Chris, you need to take control of the show. You ready?
Okay, yeah, hold on for a second. Yeah, okay.
So we'll play some while you get prepared, Chris. We'll go ahead and get to the advertising out of the way. That was 1 second, okay?
Okay. BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech at bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech at bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimal results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock locations. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires. Welcome to Grudge Inc. Wednesdays with your host, Chris, also known as Banshee Lover, dedicated to Grudge Bikes. You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jay, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Okay. All right, everybody. Welcome you tonight to Chris, the Banshee Lover. Tonight is when tonight? Chris, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. What you got in store for us tonight, Chris?
We got tonight. We're gonna try something a little different here. We got some local grudge races that talks about doing all this grudge racing, and we want to put them on air and see what they really talking about and what they're working with.
I understand. Is it what track would they go to? Is it a particular track that they frequent?
It is going to be a local track around in the Mississippi area called Checker Flag Dragway, where a lot of the local guys go and do a little grudge racing.
I see. Other than that, do you have any other special topics that you want to get on tonight?
Yeah, we really got a lot of grudging going on and a lot of races that need to take place to kind of prove who's the king of the street. And that's going to be the main topic for tonight, to see who is the biggest and baddest street car and street bike.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who, who, as relates to bikes, who are your top three bikes?
Well, we had a nice big grudge race about 2 weeks ago. A guy named Travis riding an 08 Boosa, and the other guy is named Alonzo, which was on a 0607 1000.
Mm-hmm.
And 1000 came around the big end for the wind light, so I think that's a little controversy race there, and we're trying to get that race locked in for next week also to be re-ran. This time, the first race was off motor, but this time they both ran to gas, so it should be a different story this time.
Well, what was the contention? I mean, what the guy that lost, what was his reason for saying he lost? Chris, you there?
Chris?
All right, Mick, I guess until Chris come back. I hear.
Hello?
Is that Chris?
Okay.
Chris?
Yeah, I'm back. Something happened with the line.
All right. But Nick, while Crick is getting situated, what happened on street night? can you give me something going on? What's coming up on street night, Nick?
Friday night is street night. We're having a Ron Chabrung bike class and a Ron Chabrung domestic class also. Both classes are free entry, 250 win with a 10 car and 10 bike minimum. All bikes and cars must be on DOT approved tires. For those that don't know, street night is the hottest thing in making that some dragway on a Friday night. We bring the street racing to the track. We race from the opposite end of the track. And it's all arm drop racing. It's just street racing in a controlled environment.
So that's one of the things where some guys call it pink style racing.
That's right.
And
I'm trying to keep
now, what did you tell me about this? When you said that it's free entry and a car minimum, explain why is that necessary?
Well, if it's just one car shows up, if you're entitled to receive the pot, we're trying to make it competitive, just not giving any money away out there.
I see.
We saw. Do we need to talk about some other things, or are you ready?
I believe we are ready. We have one caller on the, I believe, just wanted to introduce himself. I mean, he can open up the line and maybe let him do a little intro, introduce himself.
Well, let's see. He don't have his hand up, but let's go to him anyway. 769-5320. 769-5320. Your mic is now open. How about introducing yourself?
Okay, he's not going to introduce it.
All right, 769-5320. Let us know who you are.
I just go by screen name, ain't it?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, man?
All right.
Too much.
Oh, that was D-Boy calling out of Mississippi. I was just checking out the show.
Okay. Thank you. What was your screen name again?
Huh?
What was your screen name or your name again?
D-Boy.
D-Boy. Okay. What's going on?
Not much, young man.
Hey, D-Boy, you got a bike?
Yeah, I got one.
What you got?
Boost.
A booster. Is it that every time I ask somebody that question, the first thing out of their mouth is a booster? Is anything else out there, or that's the only thing that exists in the real good racing world?
I don't know, man. That's no problem thing out there. Them and the system.
You
ain't that no problem thing out there, man.
Uh-huh.
But it's a lot more out there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's a lot more out there. But most people see is a booster on one side. It's just
style. Well, where you normally race at in Mississippi? You at Hub City or Canton or any of those tracks?
Hub City. I've been at Hub City for some time. I ain't been by for some time.
Okay.
Training.
Well, you grudge race or do class race, index?
Do what now?
Do you do class racing or you do index? Grudge
racing. Grudge racing. This Wednesday. I mean, it's not this Wednesday. Jones down in Hull City. That's my first time doing the class racing. So.
Okay. Yeah, I think I heard something on the radio about that race. That's what, June the 2nd, dude?
Yeah, it's June the 2nd. I know the first time is June.
Okay. You running a flat slick or you got a street tire?
Street tie,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I'm trying to figure out, okay, because they got the Street ET class going on. Is what you're trying to shoot for?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So how long you been riding?
Yeah, I just started that riding. It's been going on with 3 years now. Been on 3 years.
Okay.
Before then, I was down by two years.
I got you. Okay. So you got an all motor or you running the gas?
All motor.
Hard to fight with these nitrous bikes around through this.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty tough. It'll be pretty still, but I ain't gonna need all this stuff that come down down in a little city.
I heard that. Well, we got another little track up there in Fort Gibson. Have you been to that track?
Yeah, I've been to.
They got another little Memorial Day event going on up there, I believe.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we got another call online here. I guess we're going to give them an opportunity to come on and introduce themselves. If you just hold for 1 second, people, well, let us get to this other caller.
Three 3973, your mic is open.
313-3973. Your mic is open. Caller 313-3973. What's your name?
Okay. How many more fucking hell B-boy with you that kind of race will follow you around the track? Got another event going on as well, I think on the 9th over there in Junkyard. You think you'll be able to make that event up?
I don't know. I don't know if I got a rookie.
Oh, okay. I think they were paying on a nice payoff for the 3ET as well. So your bike's sitting on what, stock swing on, you got to extend the swing.
I'm going to extend.
Okay. Take this opportunity to let them come on and introduce themselves. 601 area code.
601-716. Your mic is open. 601-716. Your mic is open.
All right, Chris, what's going on, Mike?
What's going on?
Just Marcus, man. You make sure you get here on the to the track ASAP, man.
All right, you may need to call your boys down there and tell them to come on and join in, man.
You make sure you need to get them on the mic. I might need to call them and tell them. They must be scared to talk what they got to say to them.
Yeah, you may need to call them and tell them to join on in.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to hit them up and you make sure you get those keys down there.
Okay.
Yeah, you make sure you want to know what you.
All right. We got area code 214 here. Hold on. Chris, get
what is a big rate last weekend?
It was a big rate. Actually, over there in Texas, and man, all the, actually not all, but one Carolina bike got over there, man, and shut down the whole state of Texas.
What,
everybody over there?
He couldn't be beat?
Yeah, they were scared to race him, man. I was kind of embarrassed behind that. This man had driven over, I want to say 20-some hours. So he spent almost about $1,100 in fuel and managed to get over there and couldn't get one race.
So where all them bad guys that were talking that talk last week, what happened to them?
I don't know. They all locked up, man. The guy, Forte and Tubone did get their race off, but Forte had to race one, and bike wouldn't shift into high gear, so Tupac came around him there about 10 feet from the finish line, so he wasn't too thrilled about that. But my other brother from Alabama. But my other buddy from Alabama came over and I think they got maybe one race off, but they had to end up running the guy from Carolina.
And so,
I mean, you had over about 50, 60 bikes over there, man, and couldn't get a race out of one of them.
That ain't good. Especially as much talk, they were talking. Yeah, especially as much they were talking, you know. They, no, yeah, that ain't good. But I tell you, we have to look like tonight, what we really need to do is have an abbreviated show so that we can, you know, make sure that when our shows come out, they're right. And unless you got some, you know, unless you got some main topics to get into, you know, what you think about if we just go ahead and close the show down at 8:30, and so that we can live to fight another day. I mean, is it that you got anything, you know, major to go on or say?
Well, we got a few guys calling to try to get the rest of the races online, but if that's the case, then we will set it down at 8:30 tonight. Because I know all these guys talk this noise, and then when it's time to speak in public, then they want to hide their hands. So maybe that's one of those lessons tonight.
Yeah, and I know personally that the guy that was on was talking so much junk last week, and all of a sudden now, you can, like I said, you can hear a mouse piss on cotton. You know what I'm saying? All the bikes showed up, and nobody want to race. That's good racing now. That's good racing.
Yeah, you got that right.
But what you got coming up next out that way?
We got a big grudge race coming up, actually Memorial Day weekend, at the local track here in Hummelville, Mississippi. With 8 mile track that a lot of street cars and street bikes show up, kind of have a good time.
I see.
Yep, and then I think the following week we may have another big shootout over in Truckyard Raceway over there in Canton, Mississippi. Basically just local crowds. Just hitting up events, but I think the big major show gonna be in July the 7th over there at Twig Lakin' Dragway. We got a grudge bike shootout coming up.
Well, tell me about that. What you got? What all you got planned? That's going on at the zoo, making that dragway.
Right. We're bringing the Alabama guys back over there this time. I think Dixon Stevens has some unfinished business with. I think they've been wanting to run him since the last event, so. I hope the race go off. Then we're going to have a true hand clutch shootout this time, I believe, rather than the 6-0 class.
I see.
The young lady, Erica, I think we may have to put a bind or something on her. Whoever gets to the final, we may have to do, like the winner, that kind of turn into a streak, like a little true hand clutch shootout. And let the winner take all the...
What do you mean that Mississippi races that would not race? Well, where you from?
We out of Georgia, and we'll put anything that Mississippi got. I just want to make sure you understood that.
Well,
I
hear you. I hear you talking, but I don't see no action.
Why was the last race that 64 Mississippi bikes showed up and nobody raced each other, Chris?
Well, that was over in Texas this past weekend.
Yeah, tell them they was over in Texas, and tell them about what about that Grillers Fest we had over there in Hattiesburg that Georgia didn't never show up. And did nobody race up, Chris.
You got that right.
Now, why would Georgia come that far and not race nobody? I mean, y'all ain't gonna race.
You gotta talk to Georgia about that.
How you feel like? Have you ever came up with a race and we turned you down?
And it's known that Mississippi bike racers don't race.
It's known that Georgia don't race.
Man. Uh oh.
Hello?
Yeah, Chris.
I believe they're going to come over, Roland. I think they're coming over in August to try you off.
Oh, you think they're coming over?
I believe
they're coming. Make sure they're coming. Have Georgia ever came to Hattiesburg and tried to race us and we didn't race?
Well, they've been having open the invitation now. They can't say they didn't
open
come
invitation
over.
Open invitation win. At what track?
Hub City.
They came to Hub City big. When have they ever stepped us for a race and we turned them down?
I can't recall.
Hey, Chris, they got that must be from Georgia.
Yeah, he's from Georgia.
Ain't cuz out of Georgia?
Yeah, cuz from cuz out of Georgia.
What do you want to do?
What do you want to do?
Custom, I think the next race he's trying to go to is the Rock. Race there. That's what he trying to set up a race.
He's trying to set up way over there. They say Warren Ray bring him down.
Hey,
he's supposed to coming over.
Hey, that's fine. Hey, that's fine. Tell him they know how we do it. We'll come to the Rock.
So relay the words on to him. But he's supposed to be over the Hub City in August, though. I'm thinking he's coming over to that.
He was a
holder,
came down the last time.
No, he wasn't coming over to that race there. I could have told you that.
Did anybody from Georgia come down and challenge us?
I don't know. They got a few names. We was trying to get Possum last one to come over there. Since he couldn't get a race over there in Texas.
Well, yeah, it's kind of strange, you know, when bad weather was coming, Possum playing a trip over here, you know, and bad weather was coming, he went the other way. But now he want to go way over there and pick on a lit track because he can't get a race. He could have got a race in Hattiesburg, man.
I know he could have.
So, I mean, you know, it's just strange to me, you know. And then the man want to get on here and talking about we don't race. How can he say that?
I don't know, but I think August gonna prove some people different.
We're gonna finally find out if Mississippi got some races.
Oh, well, when are we gonna find out if Georgia got some races?
They got a free.
Y'all must be close to Alabama, because Alabama ain't got no races either.
We know.
Man, we close to hell. Hey, partner, we close to hell. Because you come down here, it get real hot.
Yeah.
I don't know who you've been talking to, but you talking to the real. If you want to just talk about a race and say you can't get a race, then that's fine. But if you really want a race, you get one, buddy.
Okay, let me know. Tell me how you see it. So, I want to bring something. I want to find you out. How you see it?
Yeah.
A flat slick.
Huh?
A flat slick. Nitrous bike.
All right.
So now you tell me how you see it.
Flat slick. Nitrous bike.
Okay. What you want to do?
Now you're talking. I tell you what, since I'm coming out of Georgia, I can't make it to Hattiesburg, but pick up a track in between so I can go and do you, you know, since you're ready. Just pick one about halfway, and we'll meet there Saturday, and I can send you on back to Mississippi without, you know, that butt whooping.
What's halfway?
That's going to probably be.
Wait, hold on. First of all, how much you talking about?
We'll do 5-on-2 or better.
Who
better? Hey, no, man. Wait a minute. You talking about 3-digit number, right?
Yeah, he talking about 2,000 or better.
Yeah, you can skip the 2,000 though.
Well, that's too low.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Now I know why you missed the record though. So, you like to throw out them big numbers and talk and bluff folks off because, I want to bet for 20,000 and all that kind. You one of them. Oh, okay.
Hey,
now I understand.
Hey,
now I understand.
But,
if you can't
buddy,
whoop them,
hey, man.
I talk them.
Hey,
hey but
we ain't talking.
If you think it's a bluff, then call it back.
Nah, I mean, that. Now I understand about Mississippi. You know, there's a whole lot of people like y'all around. They can't whoop nobody, so what they do, what they try to do then is pull the money out. Oh, you got to bet me 20,000.
You really just
don't want to raise. Just say you don't want
to
raise.
You 20,000? But look, you want somebody to come halfway around the world to come race you for $2,000. We might as well stay at home racing the duck for that, man.
$5,000, you got to raise.
Ain't nothing in the middle of Alabama.
Yeah, I'm saying we have to pick a track. What about Montgomery?
Way
much, man. Well, how you are trying to run 8 mile or quarter mile? First of all, let's get this straight.
Quarter mile, okay.
I don't know of any. Let's see. Good quarter mile. You got Montgomery, Steele, all those quarter, but they normally run to 8 miles at those tracks.
Yeah, man, we'll go by 8.
We done been to Steele and tried that, but they don't hook up after 8. Hattiesburg, Alena. So you one of them Georgia boys that bad in your own backyard?
Where is Lena at?
Lena's a new track that just reopened.
Is it in Mississippi?
It's in Mississippi.
Okay.
Hattiesburg would be better than Lena, though.
Yeah, Hattiesburg would be better than Lena.
But listen,
Hattiesburg put out a rope.
But listen to what y'all saying. Y'all ask me what. I'm just bad in my own neighborhood, but each time I tell y'all to meet me halfway, y'all end up back at Hattiesburg.
Ain't no quarter mile tracks, man. Y'all town don't build quarter mile tracks. Are you listening?
Okay, then. All right, so we'll use that as an excuse. That's why y'all don't race nobody, because the only track that's suitable is Hattiesburg in the country.
Man, we don't give a dog, man. We'll go to the rock. We don't care about that.
What about a track in Alabama?
They don't hook up
the 8 mile track. They don't hook up past the 8. Are you listening to anything we saying?
No. It sounds like okay. So all the bikes that's east of the of Mississippi any bike ain't but one spot on east of Mississippi, and that's the Rock.
There's got
all
a 4 mile
track
that'll hook up.
So all these thousands of bikers out here, they ain't racing. They just.
Hold on. You tell me what track it then that's a good quarter mile track.
Montgomery.
Man, is you crazy?
Montgomery's good up to 8 mile though.
Hey,
it's good for a street top bike in the
quarter. It's good for a street top bike in the quarter.
We talking about
a
longer bike,
man.
Let me ask you a question. If y'all come to Montgomery and I come to Montgomery, we both got to go down the same track. So now I understand. Now I really understand now because I had some of these people come to Georgia before. they don't have to. They don't feel like they need to be. They don't have a tuner that because so that their bike can get down the track. The track got the track has to meet the bike. The bike don't meet the track.
Listen, man, what you asking us to do is crazy. We done already been there and done that, man. The track is not going to hook past that, and everybody know that. And we are not going to waste our time trying to tune to no track. We're tuned to a track that's already right. We ain't been tuned to no track that we know ain't right. That's stupid, man. You might as well race on the street.
All right,
hey, man.
I was hoping I was going to see y'all somewhere, but y'all only racing, really, the only place y'all really race is Hattiesburg, but y'all will rock it, race at
come
Rock.
Come to the Rock, man. Yeah,
I tell
we know
you.
The Rock
Rock. Hey, when you trying to do that, Ray, man? We meet you in Van Nuys. Now, that's
yeah,
in your backyard. That's
yeah,
in your
we'll
backyard.
Okay, when
you we'll meet you in Van Nuys.
When you want to do it?
When y'all want to do it?
When you want to do it?
I'm good this weekend.
Well, so you got the race.
I mean, you gotta tell me when y'all ready. Y'all doing the traveling, so I'm gonna make y'all date.
We're gonna have.
We'll do this.
Probably September sometime, maybe.
Good Lord.
No,
okay.
Man.
Okay.
No, we got the hook in this fish, man. We won't go and get them, man.
Fish,
oh,
we're gonna get
my boys early.
September.
Oh, I'm gonna be in Miami around that time. We gotta go get this fit. I need to get full.
Okay.
Well,
so
we gonna lock up before we get there, am I right?
Yes sir, we're gonna lock up before we get there. I just gotta know what date.
That's what we're trying to see right now.
There's something going on down there in Van Nuys. I think it's a big growth. I have to look on the calendar and see.
That's what I was trying to do. Cause we got your race next weekend.
And then we may try to get that dude some gas.
Wait a minute. Hey Chris, you're not coming to Chris' race?
I was, but that's why I'm on the line trying to, you know, support Chris. And
okay, well, come on down and support him. And support me, too.
He can bring a car, too, couldn't he, Roll?
Yes, sir. I know that Saturday. But if he got a car, yeah,
Georgia,
I'm quite sure he can bring it.
Georgia boy, you got a street car, too, don't you?
You know I got a street car. And, I know, so... Which one of y'all got a car? I'm gonna come over there and you finna really make me come all night when you make you finna double the pot for me.
What you waiting on?
Then what we got on the car? What kind of setup you got on the car?
A stock suspension, small tire car on one.
A big block, small block.
Small block.
The 10-5? Yep. Yeah, okay. That ain't no bad. We can lock up on that. What I'm gonna do, because I knew Chris gonna kind of end the show earlier tonight, but I'm gonna have, once we off the show, I'll give Chris, we're gonna all exchange information so we can come over there and do something to you. So, We're gonna get this done. Then, Chris, what's your thoughts, Chris? You got any more things that we get into?
Nobody but
Joe. I think Roman was scared all the Mississippi kids off too.
Hey man, I heard y'all talking about some y'all said something about a 1,000 in a booster before we called in.
Yeah, that was Lonzo Travis was saying that he's gonna have his gas hooked up, and I was telling Lonzo that, so he said he don't care about the gas as long as it makes the race right or something. He wants Travis to ride the bike.
No.
Oh my the way they brought it to me like they had another cat they were gonna ride.
Ride Lonzo bike.
Yeah.
don't know. The way he was talking, he was saying he was going to lie. I need to find that out because I thought the race was going to be you and him.
That what he say? He beat me then?
Yep.
Okay, well. Why he need Travis to ride the bike?
Why he need to travel? He didn't say he wouldn't race you all down to Hattiesburg either, would he?
Nah, he wouldn't.
What was the excuse?
He must be from Georgia, man.
He had no excuse. He wasn't racing.
That cat must be from Georgia.
I don't know, man. You ought to scare all these kids off tonight.
Okay. This is an uncensored radio station, really, right?
Where's Pete and all them that catch it?
Two young ladies in here don't have any money. Don't y'all sell them nothing.
Pete ain't calling me today.
Oh, okay.
He running into some problems.
So you are going to try to get it Possum and them later on in the year?
Who?
Possum.
Doing that?
Yeah.
That BMS bike. He was over there talking about he couldn't get no races, so I told him, I said, man, we got a race for you. But I told him he can start right over in Mississippi, and he declined, I think.
You know why?
Well, I think him and Lil Richard had something locked in before, but it didn't go on. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, right. Possum, though. Why you think they call him Possum? He don't want to play dead.
Yeah, poor Possum.
Ain't nobody crazy. They know what's going on.
I think he's trying to work around Hattiesburg. I don't believe he's going to come down with that bike.
No, he ain't trying to race. He want to go to a track where he know ain't nobody there.
Yes, indeed. So you say you know next is about Chicago, man? Hmm?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, all the Mississippi guys there, man, they're supposed to be at your race this next week.
Man, look like they playing Possum, too. Talking all that noise in front of the video camera, they don't want to get on the phone talking on noise.
Man, a cow would die a thousand times.
Y'all don't supposed to hear all this.
But that's all they're doing, man. They're killing themselves. I told you, everybody wanna say this and say that. Well, it's just about showtime.
Yeah, I agree, because, man, you got several races coming up, so ain't going to have no excuse about no events or nothing coming up.
Like I said, it's just about your time.
What about that Purple Rain bike? I know somebody was talking about it one time.
The original tried to run Ryan with it. They bagged out Shine and Ryan.
And they tried to run grip with it.
Grip wouldn't run them either.
I mean, you know, grip made the call out here running into 1,000, but, you know, I guess that 1,000 was different.
Is that bike cut up or is it stock tested?
Yeah, it's grilled out, but Willie Richard and grip had the problem. Grip made the call out that he will run any 1,000 from Louisiana. And he didn't put no stipulations on how the bike had to be set up, it had to be this, it had to be that. Any 1,000 from Louisiana, he would race. And when they got there, he didn't feel like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, I want to see. Get on somebody from Georgia.
Me too. George, George boy.
We're going Hey, I promise you this year, we're going to take it to another level. You know, we're going to crank it up. We're going to have a good time.
Thank you. I promise you. I don't know. I'm hoping some of the Georgia boys come on over to this race, though, in August.
I found some gear.
You know.
It was on the floor. Who Nicholas is it?
Which I believe they are. I think they're going to try to pop up on somebody.
See them?
Okay. We got a few people. Like, well, you want to let them take the moment there to introduce themselves? I think we got a, what is it, a 24 area code?
601.
Okay.
You see something you like?
Well, get all these boys scared to call in, Chris.
I got some handcuffs.
I see that.
I do that too.
Okay.
Where y'all running me at?
Georgia, where we still got you on the line?
I don't have to be in. Where the food at? I'm going to
ran the Georgia boy off, bro.
Oh, man. He was talking. I don't even know the cats.
He said he had a flat slick booster.
Is this booster got a name?
Long Talk Radio.
We got a can you cue in the file? We got a.
See, I'm going to tell you. Hello? I'm going to tell you right now. Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. Jay. Georgia?
You can hear me?
Yeah.
It's Big J, man. What's up?
What's up? What's up?
Man, I've been on here for about 30 minutes hollering. Nobody couldn't hear me, man. I couldn't get cued in. What's up?
I don't know, Big J. You're a big fella, man. I don't know why we can't hear you.
Man, I like the Rays too, man. Wherever I'm at, I'm always looking for one, man.
Our biggest man is 165 pounds.
Man, I'm 312 buck naked, man.
Oh, Lord, put your clothes
330
on.
Suited. I'm 330 suited, man.
And our biggest man, like I say, is suited probably around 170.
Man, damn it.
But you know
that. You got a new caller. Let this caller talk in, y'all. 504-6939. 504-6939. Your mic is now open.
That's me. It's Big J. I'm 6939.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. He was just saying with somebody else that was on that. He's good.
Yeah, I called back like 2-3 times trying to get in, man. I couldn't get in.
And Chris was trying to get all the airtime.
Y'all was talking some real stuff, man. I let y'all talk, man. I can't get in there with all that big money stuff like that, man. I gotta put my role on that.
Yeah, me too, man.
Yeah, man.
Big J was hoping some of the Texas guys came back online and like to kind of defend themselves, man, and see what they had to say.
Yeah,
Texas, man. Texas probably will never come back up to sunlight, man. All them lies, they told. Who? Those guys over there.
Is that Texas. Steve? That's Steve on the line?
Steve?
Oh, no. I thought that was Busilov on the line, man.
Uh-oh.
I don't know,
man. I think they just hit him off. We got Victor Steven, I think, about to chime on here. He may want to open the invitation up to your role.
Who that?
With that advisor tech, Mike. Got another Georgia guy trying to come on.
Oh, put him on.
He should be trying to chime on here in a second. Big J, have you heard anything else from the Texas guy?
Just G-Mall, man. G-Mall has been trying to set something up on the street down here with Street King. They wanted to come down with a 60-inch, but they're gonna try something else. Street King told them just bring the best he got, and they do it on the street. I don't know what date they set it up. I hadn't heard back from them yet. It's probably be next week, later this week, whatever.
Okay.
Now, G-Mall been trying to get down this way. He'd have been down this way for the that event at no problem. He had been having problems with his truck. It broke on him on the way to Dallas the other day. That's why he made that one. That sucks, but that's the only one I talked to him in 4 days.
Okay. Forte, no, he is still sick.
I'm surprised he ain't called in yet, man.
Man, Forte ain't gonna call in.
See, that clown will call, man. He calling cut up. Man, I'm just looking for somebody over 260 pounds, man.
But there ain't nobody out there like that.
Man, I can raise some of them little fellas, you know, 100 pounds smaller than me, but if their bike's set up like mine, that's suicide, man. I can't, you know, I'd have set up just like me, 100 pounds lighter than me. Not yet.
So, if we was on the street top bike and you was on a plastic bike with a 170-pound man, 65-pound man, you're racing.
That depends, man. That's hard to pull off, man. If he was 220, 230, I might try that. I've tried it before.
What if he was on a hand clutch?
Man, we all know what a hand clutch is today, man. I got one of them in my toolbox. I could throw a hand clutch in mine tonight. That don't mean it's a stock clutch.
No, I say stock clutch. I say hand clutch.
Exactly. Yeah. Man, you know them hand clutch 60-foot just as good with a slider right now, man.
I don't believe that.
Yeah. Yep, it's happening, bro.
Well, what if he was on stock clutch?
It depends, man. It depends.
We just trying to see if we can set up a race, you know. Throw a race your way.
I can't take nothing stupid, man. I can't raise nobody half my size.
Oh, I'm saying.
Okay, we got another caller in waiting to speak, I believe. Press 1, Steven, to come on board.
What's going on, buddy?
What's up? Hello.
Yo.
Hey, what's that now? Who is this? This is Steven.
What's up?
The Speedy? Yeah, this is Steven.
Steven Smith from out of Georgia, man.
Oh, well. What's up, Georgia boys? What's up, man? What's the name of y'all bike? What's the name of y'all bike? What y'all trying to do? What y'all trying to represent?
Whatever y'all want to do, I got the anxiety attack bike. Flat 6-1000.
Anxiety attack?
Yeah.
You think it can live through a storm?
Yeah, I guess. What y'all got?
Katrina?
Whenever y'all ready. I do it in the eighth of a mile, though, man. I don't do the quarter.
We're quarter mile.
I stay in the eight, man. My bike's set up for the eight.
Oh, I understand. We quarter mile. We out the back door. But if you want to see, can you have one of them attacks now? You know, we can kind of fix that up.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm on a 1,000, you on a booster, man, so y'all to let me run it to the 8, man.
Well, I don't understand that because the 1,000, everybody complain about weight, am I right?
Yeah, but I've been on some light boosters, man.
Yeah, but can a booster actually get lighter than a 1,000?
My bike, we can roll them up on the scales then. My bike ain't all that light, man. My bike weighs 365 pounds.
300?
Yeah, 365. And I know your bike's got to be about 385, 390.
Is that heavier than what you just said?
Yeah, man. But come on, man.
Hold on. What is the biggest thing people complain about in bike road racing? Is weight. Am I right?
Wait.
All I'm saying
am
is,
right?
If you want to run on me,
answer the question. You brought up weight, not me. But what's the biggest complaint about people that drag race motorbikes?
Nitrous versus motor. That's the biggest complaint I hear.
No, it's weight. Because you can get any nitrous bike and any motorbike. If the weight is different on there, that motorbike gonna try that nitrous bike.
Hey, Chris.
Yo.
Chris, what's the name of Georgia Boy on the line? What's his bike name?
Creeping. It's Dottie Attack.
I'm talking about Georgia Boy.
There's another guy was on there from Georgia. They had a flat slick booster.
It's called Creeping.
Creeping.
Yeah.
Oh, it's called the bike Creeping.
You say me too. Ain't nobody in business.
We say we're going to see.
I can go back to the room. We had that.
I know George Boy must be going off.
We had somebody get my food. Who the hell is that? Bro, man, you there?
Steven, you got any girls racing lined up for you, man? An upcoming event for you?
But,
listen
to this. Hey, with the 1,000.
Yeah.
Would you come over this way and race?
Yeah,
you won't run up at the 8, though. So, and we can't run the 8. So,
I mean, you got to go to the 8 to get to the quarter.
Do what now?
I said you got to go to the 8 to get to the quarter.
Yeah, you got to go to the quarter before you in.
So you ain't going to never run on the 8th of mile track?
Nah, for what?
We got a quarter horse. Anything, Paul.
Am I right?
I mean, I'll run you to the quarter mile, but it's going to have to be in Valdosta.
Well, ain't no wrong with that.
Yeah, we have to do it in Valdosta. But, I mean, I have to get it set up. You know, I got the gear straight for the 8. It ain't got enough gear on it to run to the quarter.
It ain't nothing but a couple boats.
Yeah. And then you're 60 and everything's down to the 8. I just got to get it right for the quarter. I ain't did any quarter mile passes on the bike. It's never been to the quarter.
Okay, but one more question.
Yeah.
How much?
We can't raise him, man. He ain't run to the quarter. It don't matter how much.
Oh, you say he'll run through the quarter?
Yeah, I gotta get it set up for then. And I do it through the quarter, but it'd be in November or whatever. It has to be at the cut race.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he'll run through the quarter. We need to have another juror stay up real soon. Yeah, we ain't got no...
Y'all ain't going to come to Twigs or anything? With Chris's race or Youngblood's race or anything? Y'all ain't going to make it Twigs?
Twigs, 8th of my line.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Y'all ain't going to ever come to 8th of my track.
I mean, we'll come there and watch. So we do an 8.
All right.
Yeah. We probably ain't coming.
Hey, I got a question, man. That's YMR on the phone, right?
Yes, sir.
Hey, why rolling on ride, man? I'll run rolling with a flash with a street tie.
That's the reason you don't ride.
Rolling on ride.
Damn it,
hey,
man.
Hey, that's the reason you don't ride, because he's
tired. All right, man. All right.
That'd be like you and Sue telling you I swim you.
Yeah, I hear you.
That'd be like me telling you I live more weight than you.
I hear you, man. I'm in here working on my bike, man. If somebody, I got some of my partners, somebody listening, if somebody big call on, they're going to hit me back, and I'll call back, man. I'm in here working.
Yeah,
I'll holler at y'all later.
Okay.
Man.
All right.
Y'all be cool, bro. All right.
Anybody on the line?
I think you just scared all of them off, man.
Hey,
hey,
how about Georgia boy come down here to Shreveport that right there got going on the 26th?
Georgia boy won't go past Alabama, so you know you're probably not going to be in Louisiana.
Oh, he won the boy that won't move.
Right.
He ain't doing no race.
You all got a race locked in over there?
Nah, we going over there, though.
Okay.
All right, Chris, it's 9 o'clock, man.
Okay, well, we going to shut it down since all these cats won't come on here. I'm going to have to make some phone calls afterwards. But,
all right.
Man, we going to shut it down for tonight, guys, I guess.
I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. And be sure to check in again here next week at the same time.
All right, we're going.
You are now logged in to grudginc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.